Eastern Conference semis. And the thing that I have taken away more readily than anything else from the first two games is that the coaching advantage is incredibly evident. The coaching advantage is incredibly evident. And what I mean is, we've talked a lot this week in particular about how Brad Stevens puts his players in a position to be successful. And I keep finding more and more data and watching more and more film after watching the game that just supports that. What Brad Stevens is doing to Joel Embiid on the defensive side of things, where Embiid's on defense for Philadelphia, it's pretty amazing. If you watch this, if you watch these games, what do you notice? They are getting Joel Embiid in pick and roll situations at an extremely high rate. And so let's talk about this kind of logistically. Okay? Just utilize Al Horford and Terry Rozier, and let's start there. Terry Rozier being guarded by a point guard, Al Horford being guarded by Joel Embiid. So they are getting Joel Embiid in pick-and-roll situations a lot, and they are making Joel Embiid choose what he's going to do. And they have an answer for everything that he's going to do. They have an answer for every choice that Joel Embiid can make, to the point where Embiid is lost at times on defense. Think about this. So if we've got Rozier and Horford playing a pick-and-roll, Horford comes and sets the pick, Rozier comes off of it. Well, what are the choices that Joel Embiid has, and what are the possible outcomes? So just say that Joel Embiid then guards Terry Rozier. He switches. That's what we call in basketball, he switches. So he takes the guard, and then the guard takes Al Horford. Well, then that doesn't do Terry Rozier any good because he's got a guy 7 foot on him. But you've got Al Horford on a point guard rolling to the basket. That's a win for the Celtics. That's scenario one, and that's a win for the Celtics. Scenario two is Joel Embiid kind of sags back off the pick, and he goes to Al Horford. So he works on covering Horford. Well, then Terry Rozier is open because Embiid's gone back to Horford, and the guard who was guarding Rozier is still caught in the middle of the pick, and now Rozier's got freedom to do whatever he wants. That's a win for the Celtics. If Joel Embiid then kind of plays Rozier a little bit off the pick and then tries to go back to Horford at the last second, well, now he's caught out of position. And what do we see? Yesterday in particular, it was 106-103 with about 11 seconds left, and that's exactly what happened. Embiid goes with Rozier for a second and then lunges back to Horford. He's caught out of position. Horford goes right to the hoop for a layup. Game over, 108-103. That's how it ends. No matter what Joel Embiid does, the Celtics have an answer for it. No matter what he chooses, Brad Stevens has the right personnel in place to make it work on Boston's behalf. And even if Horford gets by Embiid, well, then what happens? Well, defenders come to help, and now Horford is going to go to the line and get fouled because he's going to get hammered, or he's going to kick it out to a wide-open jump shooter, and we saw that too, where guys are hitting wide-open threes. Brad Stevens is putting his players in the best possible position to be successful, and it's not just offense either. It is not just offensively. Horford's defense has been great because Stevens continues to put him in good position, also because Horford is a hard worker and someone who wants to be good on the defensive side of the ball. That's not lost, but Al Horford was the primary defender yesterday in 23 plays. The Sixers were 3 of 21 when they were guarded by Al Horford. Let me reiterate that. The Sixers were 3 of 21 when guarded by Al Horford last night. Horford is in the right position on offense. He's in the right position on defense. And Brett Brown has no counter to it. Brad Stevens is thoroughly out-coaching Brett Brown right now, and I don't understand. The Sixers were up 22 yesterday with, you know, a handful of minutes left in the first half, and it took all of 3+ minutes to get that down to 4, and Brett Brown did not call one timeout. Now, he's not the reason they're losing in this series 2-0. He's not. But the coaching advantage that the Celtics are exhibiting is incredibly evident. Brad Stevens, to me, I said it earlier, I think it was Wednesday, I think he is right now, he's coach of the year. When you look at what he accomplished without Gordon Hayward all year, and you look at what he accomplished without Kyrie Irving for the latter month of the season, the last month of the season, when you look at what he did without Marcus Smart for a month, when you look at what he did without Daniel Theis, Brad Stevens getting this team, one, to the playoffs is an accomplishment, two, to a top four seed is a big accomplishment, and three, to be number two in the league or in the East, despite all that, it's incredible. Brad Stevens is a great head coach, and everybody that we've talked to this year, I remember we've talked to Sean Grandy, radio voice of the Celtics, who does games on AM 960 The Zone for us, speaks unbelievable praise of Brad Stevens. We've had Ryan Rucco of ESPN on, same thing. We've had Kurt Heel in Pro Basketball Talk, same thing. They all say the same thing. He's a great coach, and he puts players in a position to be successful, and that is what it's all about. It's not saying that Brett Brown is a bad coach, but right now, the Celtics are out-coaching the 76ers, and they are out-playing the 76ers also. I mean, and it continue, I mean, we were talking about offense at the start of this. Marcus Smart said it after the game. Al Horford brings Joel Embiid away from the basket. Joel has to guard him. He has to guard the basket. He has to guard the five-man. That's hard. That's hard, especially when you're wearing a mask that's not comfortable. I'm not saying you can't do it, but it's hard. The Celtics are outplaying and outcoaching the Sixers right now in nearly every facet. Now, we've said all along the series doesn't start until the home team loses. And that hasn't happened yet. So the Sixers could go and hold serve through two games in the same way Milwaukee did. Maybe we walk in here, you know, on Monday with a very different story. But right now, this yesterday played out the way we thought it was. I caught grief on Twitter for my Celtics analysis yesterday, and I don't quite know why. Because it played out exactly like I thought. The Sixers were going to come out with energy. They did. They got up 22. If Boston could go into the half even or down only a few, they would be in a position to win. They did. I don't care how you got there, but they went into the half down only five. The Celtics were plus 32 on teams in overtime and in the second half going into yesterday. So we knew the coaching adjustments were going to kick in, and they did, and that was the game. That was the game. Champlain Valley Game Night, 101.3 ESPN and 101.3 ESPN.com. If you want to get in, you can. 802-655-6672. You can do so